Mat Men is brought to you by El Yucateco. El Yucateco is everyone's hot sauce. Find out why they're the kings of flavor by going to elyucateco.com and using the offer code MATMEN at checkout to get 10% off your order. And by Hover. Find a domain name for your great idea. Go to hover.com/MATMEN and get 10% off your first purchase. Again, that's hover.com/MATMEN. Hover. Domain names for your ideas. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mat Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin, and this week with me is not Rich Stambolian,
no.
But due to Rich's contract,
that's right.
We can only replace him on the show with another Ecuadorian Armenian.
Right. So that's why I got the gig.
And that's
baby.
Harry Tarjanian.
It's one of those nice gigs that no one's going to take away from me.
I'm still kind of shocked.
That exists? That we both
that,
exist?
That the two of that exists in the same universe. You know?
Yeah.
In the GFQ universe, that exists.
Andrew, this is what it's like when doves cry.
It is. Harry, you do a bunch of stuff.
I do,
we're
going to
be talking about Capital Wrestling. You're the color commentator for Capital Wrestling. Also, you're a big podcaster.
Podcaster, stand-up comedian. I do the Beige Phillips Show podcast,
yes.
Relationship and Sex Advice for guys and girls.
Great show.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then I started another one that I'm producing called Sammo is Dead, which is more of an art-related podcast, street art. We interview, like, street artists. Yeah.
Were you doing the last time you were in?
No, I might have been recording it, but I didn't. We just released them all now. So
very cool.
Interviewing people like Hanksy and
that's awesome.
Ron English and Ted Allen from Chopped. So some different interesting people.
It's really, really awesome.
Yeah,
I love his
cool.
spray paintings, Ted Allen. They're so good.
The voice you hear there, folks, if you are... if you follow the New York independent wrestling scene, you may know this man.
Mm.
But today, he's we're breaking kayfabe here. Matt Ryan with us.
That's right. I'm Don Morocco.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me in your lovely studio.
The house is a disaster. It's like a war scene here. We're doing a lot of work on the house.
As someone who grew up in Brooklyn apartment buildings, this is nice.
Yeah, it's not
like,
that
this
bad.
This is things that public school students only dream about.
Yeah, well, so. I dreamt of this, being a public school student my whole life. And I got you made a very funny joke before we started the show about sitting on the desk, sitting in the public school desks in New York, which are the worst.
Ugh.
The ones that are attached. Yeah, where you're kind of like slouched like this.
Oh, okay. So your back is all. Yeah.
You know, my mother tends to call me as soon as I start a podcast.
Mm. How do they know?
She knows every time. She'll just call me to tell me something. It's the best. I'll be doing a show. She's like, Andrew, I just want to tell you, I can't get your video working while I'm doing it. Matt Ryan,
hi.
He is the founder, the promoter for Capital Wrestling, which is going to have a huge event March 25th in Cathedral Hall in Jersey City. I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Next Saturday.
Yes. Next Saturday night.
Big
in
show.
The shadow of New York City.
The shadow of New York City. Jersey City.
In a great venue, a place that used to be a church.
Beautiful.
I don't think
venue.
There's a better place to do a wrestling show.
No, it's absolutely perfect. Actually, what a beautiful building. I've seen
cool.
the building before. It's absolutely stunning. You have a great, we'll talk about the card in a little bit. You have a great lineup of people, Jeff Cannonball, of course. I really, really like a bunch of these guys. I got to meet them at NLW when I was doing the color for them. And man, what a great group of young talent in New York, like phenomenal wrestling. Compare this, and you both of you follow wrestling, like compare this to like 20 years ago. What the scene of independent wrestling was like in New York. It was a lot of hardcore stuff. You know, it was a lot of big dudes hitting each other in the head. Everybody wanted to do ECW. Now it's like this whole
legitimate wrestling.
Like everybody's doing great wrestling. Like I watched David Starr and Ruboy Riley in like a 20-minute match. Man, they put on a freaking clinic.
Yeah. Rude Boy will be there.
Yeah.
Rude Boy's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have Rude Boy.
Yeah.
Is probably the best, if not the best, unsigned wrestler in the industry right now.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
And to your point, it's all about our generational influences because a lot of that was in that 20 years ago was influenced from ECW.
Yeah.
So a lot of people saw that and wanted to replicate that success. And that still exists to a certain degree today. But as we've gone through the Ring of Honor era and a lot of influence on the idea of work rate and a look and talent, things I don't have apparently. So, you know, I just manage and hit people with textbooks.
Listen, let me tell you cut a mean promo. Phenomenal promo. Who do you manage, by the way?
I am the manager of the New York Wrecking Crew. They'll be in action against the Fella Twins.
The Fella Twins.
On the 25th.
Yeah.
So two hard-hitting black guys managed by a lawyer against two drag queens.
Yeah, so, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's
professional
wrestling. Do you guys remember there was a great tag team? I saw them once. The Christopher Street Connection.
Yes. Oh, yeah, those guys.
I remember them. I forgot their names.
It was Buffy and... why can't I remember the other one? Because I actually know one of them.
I saw them at some indie show years ago.
Yeah, it was probably ICW or Ring of Honor.
Probably
they
ICW,
were a part
yeah.
of Ring of Honor in the early, early days. But they were a great gimmick for that time because, you know, wrestling is a mainly masculine industry.
Yeah.
And anytime you can get a character like that... or an Adrian Adonis who really pushes the button.
I've always loved it. By the way, that is one of my favorite. Goldust, I was so fascinated by him.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be him. I wanted
to be
Goldust.
Goldust.
Well, you know, you think about my childhood, right? I'm 33. I loved Goldust and Shawn Michaels.
Right.
Like, I thought Goldust was such a fascinating character.
Well, Shawn Michaels, you might be able to sneak in some of the...
little sexy... Goldust, the blowing
the
kiss. And
the... I remember seeing somebody posted, like, they sold those things for kids, like the costume. You could be Shawn Michaels.
Oh, my God. Yes.
But if you look at the costume, it's a biker hat and chaps. And he goes, I was going to get this. I asked my parents to get this for Halloween, but my dad said he didn't want me to be a fag. You got to love New York dads or Brooklyn dads,
that's
you know,
great.
Back in that Vince time frame.
Vince just bought out the Village People Halloween costume
in
our house
it.
And just
yeah.
repurposed it.
All right, we got a wig. And a...
But it's funny.
And it's in this giant suitcase. We got a wig. Yeah. We got assless chaps.
Yeah.
We got a thong. We got gold makeup. All right, do something.
Although, as Shawn Michaels likes to point out, all chaps are assless.
All chaps are assless.
All chap, that's what makes them chaps.
Yeah.
But it's funny because even in like the masculine whatever, and I got another story to tell you about this, but I remember Johnny B. Bad, like face.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Super
big baby
over.
Face.
Super
what was
over.
His gimmick, though? What was his gimmick?
He was just Little Richard.
He was Little Richard.
He was Little Richard.
Yeah. What a great... I loved him.
But I remember this how... a time when I was like, I knew it wasn't, you know, it wasn't, it was work, but the idea of like Johnny B. Badd is undefeated. And he was, I think he might've been a heel at that point. He was taking on Sting. I go, how's Sting going to beat this guy? He's undefeated. And then of
so
course
amazing.
Sting That's, took him right out. But I remember my grandfather, speaking of Armenians, right? My grandfather, you know, he had to watch the wrestling and he watches it with me now, but I guess in his head back then, he didn't want me watching that garbage, you know, I guess your job is to try to keep your grandchildren on the highest level
the highest
to him
level.
Wrestling wasn't, even though he probably didn't care. But I remember the Hollywood Blondes. Stone Cold Steve Austin and Brian Pillman were a tag team, and they were facing somebody. And, you know, they were heels, really bad, but they were fantastic. But he goes, I don't like them. Right? I go, why, Grandpa? You don't like the Hollywood Blondes? Why? Because they're mean? He goes, nah, because they put the star, they had stars on their trunks that said, you know, like on the Austin and Pillman.
Austin and Pillman,
He goes, they put the star on the popo. Only the homosexually put the star on their popo. But now you cut to 20 years later, I'm at his apartment watching Dancing with the Stars together.
and he's critiquing.
And he's like, going, you know, cha-cha is very difficult dance to make. So, you know, you can change people.
People change.
People can change.
Listen, it's no longer the 80s. We're a different society. Guys, we have so much to talk about. I want to continue this discussion more about independent wrestling. We're going to talk about Raw. We're going to talk about SmackDown, the current product, everything else. But before we do that, boys and girls, let's take a minute and talk about our sponsor, and that's El Yucateco, my favorite hot sauce.
Oh, nice.
Listen, they sent us this giant box of just, let's say, like 30 hot sauces.
Okay.
All different types. I probably had like 4 left. I swear to God. I don't know what
just
our intern
putting
is
on everything?
On everything. Everything. Eggs in the morning. Everything. This is the only one I have not opened yet.
What flavor is this?
Black Label. Black Label.
That just sounds ominous.
Yeah, it sounds scary.
It's Black Label Reserve. You get more habanero in this one, apparently.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
They're a great company, and I absolutely love it. You guys go on Twitter. Every time you guys are going to a Mexican restaurant or any restaurant that has El Yucateco hot sauce, you guys are sending me photos, which is absolutely amazing, and you're tweeting them. So keep that up. They absolutely love that.
Yeah.
This is the whole point. Let's get the information out there.
They want to know that you're paying attention.
You're
to
paying
the,
attention
they're
to the
reaching
show,
you
absolutely.
Guys.
And these guys are unbelievable. They are in the top of American hot sauces. They're in the top 10.
Wow.
And it's all because of flavor. They concentrate more on the flavor than the heat. You could get hot anywhere. You get the heat with these guys, but you also get unbelievable flavor with their hot sauce. And they have a great deal. 10% off El Yucateco gear at elyucateco.com when you use the code MATTMEN at checkout. Also, they're available almost everywhere. Go on Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it through their store. You can buy it in the grocery store in your area. They have unbelievable stuff. I want you guys to support them, and they support us. El Yucateco, 10% off when you use the code MATTMEN at checkout. I want to thank them for supporting the show.
Yeah.
So I want to you know, we were diving into this earlier with the chat room, and
yeah,
WrestleMania season, things are heating up. Very exciting weekend for wrestling. Mm-hmm. Finn Balor came back. Great main event on the Saturday show. Sunday was at the Garden, which is my favorite venue in the world. It's everybody's favorite venue in the world.
If you've not seen wrestling at Madison Square Garden, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. If you're in New York and you have yet to go see... by the way, I know a lot of people that have never seen wrestling at the Garden in New York. Because where I am, right in Queens, I'm in New York City, but I'm more towards Long Island.
You're towards Long Island.
Everybody went to the Coliseum.
Yeah, so there's not a more drastic change between two arenas.
No. Yeah, very...
Would you like filet mignon or this pile of dog crap shaped into a burger?
Yeah.
You got the two options. It's the filet mignon and then the pile of dog crap.
When I was a kid, and I never understood this, I think it had to do with my parents' hatred for trains.
Oh, sure.
Maybe that's an Armenian thing. I'm thinking maybe it is. Public transportation.
Okay.
Mass transit. They hated it. My parents would never go to the Garden. But any freaking opportunity to go to the Coliseum and sit in traffic for like 2 hours.
You're in your car,
To go this way made no sense to me. I never understood why we drove to the Coliseum, but when I could have taken a train 20 minutes down the block. You've taken a train from here.
Sure,
we go to Press all the time, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's across the goddamn street from Press, the train. Mm-hmm. The LIRR to go into... And it drops you...
Right at the Garden.
At the
Garden. Foot of the Garden. You just go upstairs.
In the Garden. You just go upstairs.
Inside. You're indoors.
Never understood. So...
It's a suburban thing, I think, more than...
I think it's a suburban thing
of like, there's a reason I moved to the city.
Yeah.
Away from the city.
From
I don't want to be part of that madness.
Which I loved. Listen,
I don't
want to
be mugged.
My first wrestling show was at the Garden. SummerSlam 91.
Oh, not a bad one.
I was live there, and I fell in love with wrestling. And it was the moment that I absolutely loved it. But we always went to the Coliseum, man. What a piece of shit that place was. Always. It was always a dump. Any opportunity you get to go to the Garden, you have
got
to. It really is the mecca of sports. This place is perfect for any kind of venue. They were at the Garden. Freaking thing was sold out, man. SmackDown show sold out. I mean, yes, it had Lesnar on it, but...
It was a SmackDown house show?
It was a SmackDown house show at the Garden. The freaking thing was packed. Packed.
Wow. Oh, wow.
For a B show, if you think about it. For a B show, it was packed. Right? SmackDown's the B show.
Wow.
Everybody that went there loved it. Raw was pretty decent. I enjoyed watching Raw. My head was on Raw. If you watch Raw, I think it was when Roman Reigns came out. There was a giant cut out of my head and Justin Robert Young's head. I enjoyed it. I watch wrestling a little bit differently than most. And this has been the overtone of the show where... Listen, there's things to complain about all the time, and you should be complaining you're not happy. But there's a different way of presenting your complaint rather than this guy sucks and that guy sucks, and I'm sick and tired, I'm canceling my subscription. I got a complaint, which is actually a phenomenal compliment to me. Some guy goes, I can't listen to your show, you're too positive. You enjoy wrestling too much. Like, I don't know how you could say you liked Raw. I go, well, I don't have to love everything. I can like it, I don't have to love it. It was the first time in weeks that I actually watched all of Raw and all of SmackDown.
There's a lot more stories this week, I felt
It was
a lot of storyline, which I love. I'm heavy on.
I thought they did an unbelievable job with SmackDown with telling the story and trying to convince us that this Nikki Bella, John Cena versus the Miz and Maurice match is worth your money. Mm-hmm. And also with the AJ Styles and Shane McMahon thing.
Yeah.
You know, do I want to see AJ Styles wrestle Shane McMahon? Probably not. I mean, probably, but not at WrestleMania. The same goes for this mixed tag, right? The Cena and Miz thing. But they're doing a hell of a job at convincing us that this is important.
Sure, yeah.
So as someone that books, Matt, what do you see that they're doing with this? What do you see that they're doing right?
You're giving each character a reason. So when you're entering into it, with any kind of story, whether you're writing a novel, booking a storyline, or putting a TV show together, you need a reason to etra. You need a reason for being in each angle. With the AJ and Shane thing, which I actually really enjoy, they've been building it ever since the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And they've been giving AJ Styles reasons to be angry. Reasons to be angry at Shane McMahon. Reasons to be angry with the entire system. Because when you're AJ Styles, and AJ Styles, if you want to look at it from a macro perspective, is representing the internet wrestling community. All the angry, anti-John Cena, indies are better kind of a guy. And I'm sorry for adjusting my microphone. But when you look at it from that perspective and you see Shane McMahon as the image of the McMahon family, the establishment, even though, and he's the good guy, but fans are behind AJ. They've done a more effective way of building that on SmackDown than they have on Raw with the McMahon establishment against the hard-pressed wrestler, even though they've inverted the narrative where AJ's right. the heel and Shane's the babyface.
Yeah.
And it was a very Mid-South wrestling booked show on Tuesday.
Everything intertwined, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you think about, first of all, I thought Maryse's promo was, I mean, awesome.
She's gotten so much
so good. And because it was real. This is why, again, when things are real and it's in your own voice, it's easier to read. Even
yeah,
if you're reading
better.
It, it's much better. If this is your actual words, if this is your actual speech pattern, it's a lot better. When you take a guy and you say, okay, you take Stone Cold Steve Austin and you give him a promo to cut like The Rock. You say, well, this is what you're going to say tonight. It's not going to work because he would never say those things. The great example I have, Roman Reigns is suffering on, as a promo. Maryse went out there and said, the Bellas, everybody loves them. They're not good people. They screwed me. They screwed Kelly Kelly. She left out Maria Kanellis because she's not coming back, but Kelly Kelly is.
Kelly Kelly's coming back?
Kelly Kelly's coming back.
Oh,
they're
no.
doing a. They're going to do like a big Divas of the Past thing. Or,
oh,
are
okay.
they still Divas?
No.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
They're women
wrestlers of the past.
They're women's wrestlers, but also if they're
just superstars.
I would consider you a diva. I don't know.
Is Maryse a diva?
She might. I mean, she's
someone call her up.
Find out from Maryse.
Dear Mrs. Yeah. Mazanin.
She's not technically wrestled, right? Since she's returned,
no,
she's only
been
managed.
In a match.
She's only been in the
maybe
Mrs.
on a
corner.
House show,
maybe.
Possibly in a house show. Maryse is a diva, says Jeremy. Thank you for that.
Okay.
So Maryse went out there and said, "You screwed us." And this is a true story. It was they spoke about it.
I didn't know this was a true story.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty much a shoot. They spoke about this on Total Divas, and they made it into like this like segment. But it really happened. Maria Kanellis did a shoot interview with Kayfabe Commentaries and brought up the fact that when they were coming up with the concept for Total Divas, they wanted Maria Kanellis, Kelly Kelly, the Bellas, and Maryse to be on the show.
So okay. none of the people that were on the actual roster
At the time. Because I think they were Total Divas started a little bit after the Bellas came back.
Yes.
But this was like this negotiation
was
happening for a while. Yeah,
a while.
It was developing for a while. And they had offered them terrible money. And they all agreed they're not going back to the company unless they get paid this much. This was they
going
all
back
wanted,
to the WWE.
Going back to so they were pretty much like trying to unionize within themselves and saying, "No, this is what we want to get paid and we're all good. They were all really close friends and we're only going to take this because remember they all left around the same time slowly."
That is true. Yeah.
It was
okay.
around the same time they all left and they wanted more money. They felt that they deserved it because they're going to be doing all these press things and they're going to be filming. So they all agreed that they pinky sweared and this is what they're doing. And, you know, it's a little bit different when one is dating Daniel Bryan and the other one is dating the biggest name in pro wrestling history,
right.
Essentially, you know, in the last 20 years. Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And they pretty much screwed everybody else and they took the deal and they said no.
Deal.
And then they literally was like, "Hey, listen, I don't want you to be mad, but we took the job and we're going on Raw tonight."
Oh.
And that's how it fell apart. So she told the story, but there was so much conviction and there was so much honesty behind it. That alone was like, ooh, Nikki Bella is a kind of an asshole.
Yeah, it's a shitty move.
And John Cena's kind of shitty too, what The Miz is saying. I'm like, I get why they don't like him. And I actually now I'm interested in this match.
Yeah.
By the way, the finish is going to be John Cena proposing. I mean, that's,
you think that's
yeah,
what it's
it has
be?
To. It has to be. That's the big payoff here. It's not them. The payoff is not them winning.
God,
it's the proposal.
I mean, it
at
is
the
wrestling.
End. Will you marry me?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the SummerSlam.
Yeah,
and which the irony of those two were divorced well by then.
Were they divorced at that point?
No, they got divorced like maybe 9 months after that.
Yeah, it was falling apart.
No, that they were
not in the good
because that's when is that when Savage when. When did Savage go to the shirt? Because that's when he came off steroids so she could get pregnant.
It was that time.
It was around that time, yeah. Perfect time to have a child, especially, when your marriage is crumbling.
Did they have a kid?
No, they didn't end up having a kid,
right?
No, because the marriage had fallen apart, no.
Yeah. I forget how long that run was with Sensational Sherry. That was a long period.
It was from mid-89. It was from
89.
The spring of 89 to the middle of 91.
I was there for that wedding.
Oh, you were? That's right. That was your first show.
The match made in heaven and the match made in hell. And the tagline was, "When nuptials turn to napalm." What a...
I love those old pay-per-view intros. Because I can just imagine Vince McMahon sitting in front of a word processor, not even a computer. Let's see. I need something that goes with nuptials.
Nuptials.
Napalm.
I brought this up a couple weeks ago, and we'll continue, but I gotta go back into my Vincism. There has to be a book of Vincisms. Someone has to do it. Because it's the greatest... If you want a great example, I still think he was a very underrated color comment, play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Very underrated because not only did he do the play-by-play, he also did the color commentary and the third mic in the same sentence.
Oh, really?
There is this great thing. It's from the 96 Rumble. So it's him and Perfect calling the Rumble. It's fucking brilliant. I think you were here when I was playing it.
Was it?
No, I don't know.
No, I don't think you played it.
Okay, maybe you weren't here when I played it. This is the greatest example of Vince McMahon and his brilliance. He would do this weird voice. So he would say, and they're doing a countdown. He goes, and number 11, it's, who is it?
It's him.
Who's that?
Sammy Omega.
He did three different voices.
By himself.
By himself. There was another one. It was a Raw. And someone said sex. Jerry Lawler goes, sex. He goes, sex?
Sex! We can't say that. Yes, we can.
Why? What
I don't know. Why is he doing multiple personalities?
It could be the Jekyll and Hyde thing of Vince the announcer and Vince the producer.
Vince the producer. I'm thinking,
what's his name from Lord of the Rings?
Smeagol. Yeah. But the Savio Vega is the best one. He goes, and number 11, countdown coming up. Number 11, who is it? Is that him? Who is that? Savio Vega.
Those are moments where Vince forgets to hit the talk back.
Oh, maybe.
He's talking to himself. He's doing a talk back to himself.
Yeah. But he's not hitting the talkback
button.
Yeah,
I can do the talkback. Here we go. Hold on.
You got a talk?
I have a talkback here. Let me see if I can do it. It's only tied to the Skype ones. Yeah, I can do the talkbacks here.
Oh, but it just talks to the Skype?
I do. My talkback button is, it's always like this. I'll do, like, let's say we'll have a guest on it, and I'll say, hey, Paul, your audio's a little hot. Can you please lower it? And then I go back to my regular voice. I do, like, sexy, like, phone sex voice a little bit.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you lower your headphones a little bit? Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
hey,
you get really creepy
like
on
producer,
the talk.
Producer.
I do, yeah. But I don't
why
know why
you
I
have to whisper. Yeah,
no
the
idea.
Whole purpose of the talkback button is
no
that you
idea.
Don't have to.
No
you
idea.
Go from cool internet radio guy to NPR narrator in like a
Again, I guess that's the Vince
Did
thing.
You hear that? You've seen the Norm MacDonald clip, him and Artie Lang talking about
so
Bob Uecker using the talkback
button. Bob Uecker is one of the greatest. I mean,
he's fantastic.
Fantastic. So,
watch that. We don't have to get into it. It's not wrestling related. But watch. Just look up Artie Lang, Norm MacDonald, Bob Uecker, and enjoy yourself.
So good.
Thank me later.
So on SmackDown, I thought they did I thought it was great. I was really, really happy with it. I really enjoyed the show. And God, 2 hours really goes by quick, huh?
Yeah,
it doesn't feel. It's a nice flow. The 2 hours. It's
and they ran out of time at the end.
I like that. I like that.
Well, you
got
to get to the Grizzly Knows Best.
That was the best.
I saw people get angry about that, but it makes people A, want to see what happens next week or watch Talking Smack. And when you have that extra 2 hours of content after SmackDown and you leave that tease dangling there, that goes back to the old territorial style of wrestling.
Yeah.
Do they do I know they do Talking Smack every week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The what is the Raw Talk? Raw Talk is only after pay-per-view.
Only after pay-per-view.
Why, number one, why has that not taken off as well as Talking Smack?
Fatigue.
Because it's a very different possibly fatigue. But it's also not done in the same genuine way. Daniel Bryan does not give a shit. And that's what I've realized at this point.
Right.
He just doesn't give a fuck at this point.
Who hosts Raw Talk? Is that
Jerry and
Jerry Lawler and Renee?
Yeah, but it's not the same, you know? Jerry Lawler's a robot at this point, right? He's...
You know, it's sad because he started when he left, he was going back to being a heel.
Yeah, I loved
and
it with Mauro.
It was actually pretty good. But there's something about the Talking Smack, for some reason, it's so good. And then the couple times they do Raw Talk, it's just not, it never hits as much.
I think a lot of it has to do with the talent base for SmackDown, because a lot of people are putting SmackDown over Raw.
I am.
As a better show. And I enjoy SmackDown more than Raw.
They don't have the talent, but it's a better written show.
It's also, it's more personality driven.
Yeah.
And on Talking Smack, they find a way to balance the personality and the person. Like, with Alexa Bliss or a Mickie James, people who resonate with the audience, and you're able to understand these characters more in that extra hour, because that is one of the things that Raw having 3 hours, you have the potential to add more to your characters than you would on SmackDown, but they also use their storytelling devices different on SmackDown.
Yeah, very different. It's very different. You know, here's a great example, okay? If you had on Raw, let's say this was Raw, the main event was Miz versus John Cena.
Yeah.
People would not even talk about it. But if that when that main event is on SmackDown, you say, you know what? That's a pretty good main event.
I wonder why
it's
that
the,
is.
The, because
it's the new shiny
thing. It's the new shiny thing, number one, of course, right? Is SmackDown, look, my thing is, SmackDown doesn't have to be great every week because it has 2 hours to work with. You could have really decent segments, and then you could have a dud, but you don't remember the duds because those breaks in between and those five-minute commercials because they got to change the ropes and then come back, and there's a vignette because they got to do it back. It's too long. Things are spread out way too much on Raw.
On Raw, yeah. Yeah, it is a
bit
much.
Last week's Raw, where you had Brock Lesnar and Goldberg and you had Roman Reigns and Undertaker, two really good segments. I really enjoyed those segments. I can't remember anything else.
I think that's kind of...
Austin Aries was also a good segment, too.
The problem with the complaints between Raw and SmackDown is you are judging each show on a curve. Because people have been burying SmackDown for years as the B show, the show no one watches.
Yeah.
But ever since the draft and the shakeup, adding Mauro Ranallo and all this other stuff, it's the cool new thing to watch. And we saw the same thing happen with NXT. Now people are dogging on NXT.
I've always said, I enjoy NXT, but I've always viewed NXT without this, you know, without the filtered glasses. I've always seen it for what it was. It's a developmental territory with some big names. And the takeovers are always great.
Yeah.
But one out of those four shows for the tapings are really good. Everything else is kind of filler.
Yeah, I could see that. It's the quality of the matches are great, they're just matches.
They're just matches
for the most part. Yeah, there's not a ton of story within the confines of the NXT shows. Mm-hmm. Like, it does remind me of the old territory shows. Yeah. You'd watch WCW Saturday Night or...
Because you only have an hour to work with.
Right, yeah.
You have to be able to filter your talent in a way that makes every show matter, but how much do you use of A as much as B? Because this is the same process.
And not everyone's on it every week.
Yeah.
So, Bobby Roode isn't on it every week. There's some weeks he's just not a part of it.
Yeah.
Even as the champ.
Yeah, same thing with Nakamura.
Right.
Did you guys see Chris Hero last night? Chris Hero, Bobby Roode?
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
I saw a clip of it.
I saw clips of it. It was a decent match. They were filming at, Florida State University?
Not Full Sail?
No.
Not Full Sail,
no. It was University of South Florida.
University of South Florida, yeah.
Hmm.
Which was weird, right? I think they're looking for a bigger venue. That's what it kind of means to me.
I also think that they're just trying new things to see what can shake out.
University of Central Florida.
Central Florida. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Internet.
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. Chris Hero, did you see his outfit?
I did.
Is it the Seattle Sonics outfit?
No, it was the Dream Team.
So I've seen him wear the jerseys forever because that's... Okay. First of all, I always find it funny when, the insiders... really are not really into, like, they don't know that Chris Hero has always worn a basketball jersey. And people are like, why is he wearing a basketball jersey when he's wrestling? That's so stupid. Why are they doing that? I'm like, he's always, for years.
I think about it. Yeah, for years.
He's been doing that since his most recent run on the independent scene.
But it's always been like an NBA jersey. Mm-hmm. This was like a WWE wrestling shirt that's like a basketball jersey. So it was like the USA, Team USA, like the Dream Team logo.
With Ono.
It didn't look right, man. Okay. It looked weird.
This is funny because on the car ride over, we had a conversation about this. And I hate to be as the fat guy.
Tell me.
I hate to be the guy to shit on somebody's body. But him being overweight, it kind of takes away from my enjoyment of how good he is.
So I've never, ever. I've seen him wrestle in the independents a bajillion times. I've never had a problem with his weight. I saw him at Evolve.
Right.
Probably his last Evolve in LaBoom. He wrestled Dick Togo out of all people.
Nice.
By the way, holy crap. I never thought. I get goosebumps even thinking about it. That was such a good match.
Oh, really?
And Dick, he put Dick over.
Oh, good. I mean, he's a legend.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like Hero would, or Ono, whatever you want to call him, would want to say, oh, I'm working Dick Togo. Yeah, he's over.
Yeah. It was his send off, and he put everybody over that he wrestled. And he was big. Chris was bigger than previous times that I'd seen him. Yeah. I never saw him and said, this guy needs to drop the weight. I saw him last night. I go, ooh.
Yeah, there's something about it that
it's WWE.
Was weird.
It's the way, it's the shooting. It's the shirt. It's not because remember those basketball jerseys
it's
are a little loose that he wears.
Yeah, he's wearing it like a soccer jersey.
He's wearing it like a soccer jersey. Yeah, yeah. And I got a bunch of soccer jerseys.
Yeah,
and I got larges. Yeah. And I normally wear medium, and I look like a bag of shit in a soccer jersey because it just doesn't look right unless you're kind of ripped, you know?
Right. Yeah, unless you're – yeah, it's a weird look. It's the whole thing was very, very – there's something about the couple clips I saw that were a little like
– So I asked a friend of mine that's kind of close to the situation. He's like, oh, yeah, it was a terrible idea. They realized how bad it looked. He's going to have a different one. They're going to go a little looser.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's trial and error.
Yeah, trial and
yeah,
error.
Yeah, sure.
This, yeah. With NXT, I mean, obviously now Nakamura is coming up because he's off of the UK tour. Mm. He's off of the European tour for NXT. Okay. So he's going, where do you put Nakamura? Nakamura loses clean to Bobby Roode. Now the next story is going to be Bobby Roode and Chris Hero.
Right.
Right? I know Roderick Strong is getting elevated up to like the main event of NXT. So you got Roddy, you got Chris Hero, you got Bobby Roode. You need another guy in there.
Probably Eric Young. Maybe.
Maybe I think Eric Young.
Here we go.
What's his name is coming?
From Japan.
Kyle O'Reilly's coming.
Really?
O'Reilly's coming, and Kenta's coming back. Kenta. And then Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, yeah.
So you have a very solid NXT now. I mean, very strong NXT.
Yeah,
with those guys. So I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned with, you know, what's going to happen. Nakamura, where do you put him though? Raw or SmackDown?
Oh, I feel like his SmackDown would be a better place for him. I mean, I feel like SmackDown's a better place for everybody.
SmackDown's a better place for everybody. But you know what I think it comes down to?
His color's red, so obviously he's on Raw. The belt on him. You know, think about the Universal title on him.
Look at him.
It's a match.
It matches.
You're going to match. You're going to match. Look at him. He's going to match.
You think he does that? You think that's what he does at home?
I have no doubt that that's what he...
Oh, he has to. Like, I'm an extension of who I am. Like,
right.
I'm on the air, but this is who I am in real life.
To some degree,
I'm actually toned down.
Right.
A little bit when I'm on the air. Like, if you ask my wife, I'm out of my effing mind. I say the most bizarre shit every now and then. I was watching, I heard a clip of an old Opie and Anthony clip, and it was, I forgot who was doing the impersonation of Tracy Morgan. And I kept
probably
repeating doo-doo pampers.
Jay Moore's. Doo-doo pampers.
Doo-doo pampers. And I was screaming doo-doo pampers all day. I just couldn't stop doing a doo-doo pampers.
I'll do that. Get a line stuck in your head.
Yeah, and I just say it all day long.
Until
else
the
knows.
Person you're with gets sick of it and goes, please stop. Please
I was stop also, I was singing Right Round. Do you spin me right? And I'm obsessed with this video now.
The meat spin video?
No, not the meat spin video. I actually sent the meat spin video to Jess the other day, and she was mortified. But
I like that it's still on. Who has that domain name? Who has maintained it?
You know where it originated? Dickcream.org.
They had it?
That's where the video came from.
Dickcream.org.
Yeah.
It's been overshadowed by Meatspin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've been singing that, and I've been playing the music video on the TV all day because they're just so fast. They're just androgynous.
By Dead or Alive? Is that
By Dead or Alive,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I looked him up now, and he's not this attractive androgynous man anymore.
Oh, no.
No, he looks like melted...
Yeah,
wax.
A lot of those 80s pop stars who were doing the androgynous thing, time is not... Hey, listen, I saw The Cure live at the closeout radio festival. Well, first of all, they shouldn't have closed out because it was one of these big, like, stadium, like, you know, The Offspring, Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big.
Cypress Hill, and then The Cure.
Would you want to play before after The Cure, though? After all of the depressing ass songs that The Cure put out, ladies and gentlemen, The Offspring.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, you got nowhere to go but up. But that was it. But my point is, mascaras for the young is all I'm saying. And the thin.
Did Robert Smith look like the Fabulous Moolah?
He looked like Sensational Sherry after they found her.
Oh,
after they found her after a couple days in the trailer.
Yeah.
is what he looked like.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You know who looks like Moolah? Robert Plant. Robert Plant looks like Moolah.
No,
Robert
he looks Plant, like Mae Young.
He does he look like Mae Young.
He's got the hair of Mae Young.
Okay, yeah. Robert
More
Plant
like a
does.
Foot. A foot that forgot her estrogen pills. Yeah.
I was there when she
You know,
gave
I got a question for you, and I don't want to crap on wrestlers, but what
we've already crapped on Chris Hero.
Chris Hero, we made a death joke about
Sensational Sherry.
I'm not getting signed.
Right. Yeah, I got. Have you ever seen a wrestler that you always looked up to, and then you saw him like 20 years later, and you're like, "Oh crap! Why? Why did they ruin it?" Like I've been watching a lot of the old
themselves,
like the Rock and Roll Express, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I was at the very end of the Rock and Roll Express, but I remember seeing old clips because Turner used to put on those like classic stuff
those
every
all
now and then.
WCW All Night.
Oh, those were great.
And I remember the first time I saw the Rock and Roll Express, I was like, man, these guys are awesome. And they're like, I'm like, oh, it's like the Rockers. They're like Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels. And they're not really because they, and then I watched like when they came back to the WWE in 2000 and.
It was 1998,
they came back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they did that NWA invasion.
Yeah.
Which did not really work. It was just to bury Jim Cornette.
Yeah.
It was Dan Severn,
Barry Windham, Jeff Jarrett.
What was he then? He wasn't the chosen one. He was...
He was the NWA North American
Heavyweight Champion. By the way, great theme when he came back. Mm. I loved his comeback.
Oh, Dan Severn?
No. Dan Severn had a great theme, too. And then it was the Rock and Roll Express... Versus, and there was another tag team. No, there was a new Midnight Express also.
It was Bombastic.
Bodacious
Bart and Bombastic Bob.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was Bob Holly and Bart Gunn, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh my God, yeah.
Terrible, terrible. Ugh. So I was always like, I saw them wrestle and I was like, ugh, bad.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't want to name names, but there's some guys still doing the indies and you see them and you go, crap.
It's a little rough.
I'm gonna mute my mic. I'm gonna tell you guys something. Okay, I like to do this because people get so mad at me when I do this. I had a Skype call with a wrestler.
Talkback button.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the talkback. I had a Skype. I gotta see how I'm gonna do this. Actually, I had a interview with someone that I was gonna air. Because he looked like he was
messed up.
Like I should have called an ambulance.
Oh wow!
Like that bad, and ruined it for me.
Which is, by the way, over the internet or whatever is pretty rough.
Yeah,
because you're supposed to. There's some dimensions that get taken away through the camera filter.
Maybe I was in the room. Was the bandwidth bad?
Terrible.
It's terrible. Maybe it was you. It could have been you.
Yeah, there's some guys you're just like, God, did you do anything to stay in shape?
Okay, so who on TV right now? Like WWE is pretty good with that. Right, like they don't put someone on TV if they look like really bad, like with the makeup too. I mean, they'd use a ton of makeup as well, but
right.
I mean, there's really nobody that you go, man, that guy's old now.
No.
Oh, as far as their current roster,
as far as their current, yeah,
they don't keep anyone around.
They don't keep anybody.
No, I mean, anyone who's there is. I mean, Cena's certainly with the Undertaker. Undertaker was a little bit, but I mean, here and there.
He's still wearing the makeup and the eyeliner, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
but he dyed the hair black.
Cena's getting a little. Roman Reigns looked rough on Monday. If you saw him,
I don't remember. I wasn't paying close attention. What did he look pretty bad?
He looked a little.
Could have been the travel because of the blizzard.
The travel, yeah. He looked. He needed a day off.
Well,
he looked like he needed a day.
That whole nobody sleeps in the car thing.
Yeah.
Is one of those things where I'm like, this is. You guys are killing yourselves.
Yeah.
Doing this. Like. Can't you take shifts or something? Logically, just let one guy sleep instead of...
Yeah.
You're not sleeping. You're getting to the arena at one. Like, it's a little...
I mean, look at the current champions, right? We got ROH has Christopher Daniels, which is... He's like 48, 47?
46.
You got Goldberg.
Goldberg still looks all right.
Undefined.
50 years old.
Yeah. He's like one of those baseball players who came in from the Caribbean. You don't know how old he is. You can just approximate.
Dude, he looks... You want to talk about looking great.
Oh, he looks way better than I could
Bill
ever.
Goldberg
oh, yeah, he looks really good. Yeah.
I mean, really, there's a picture there's a picture of him.
He hasn't aged that much. Yeah.
I mean, from 98 to now. I mean, obviously, he's gotten older, but his body is still the same. He's maybe a little smaller, about 20 pounds
bit,
smaller.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, when you're not jacked up on steroids,
some of the people are listing here. Savio Vega.
Oh, I haven't seen Savio.
Rip Rogers. Now that doesn't count.
Rip Rogers is like 100.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think they're guessing. I'm sorry. These are guesses. I think these are guesses
Sandman.
Of who they're saying off. The Nature Hoot.
The Nature Hoot.
Flair and Taker both look very rough on TV. HBK looked rough.
I mean, HBK. I thought he looked better. By the way, another guy. Unbelievable shape.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I want him to come back, man. I want one more. You know, when I was a kid, he was my favorite wrestler of all time. Like, I've thought about this, right? Like, Hulk Hogan got us into wrestling. Like, there's nobody that got me into wrestling then Hulk Hogan. How about for you?
Ooh, that's
if you
not
give me someone hard. Obscure.
No,
Giant Baba.
No, it's not. No. Yeah.
Masala.
Actually, it was Gotch.
Gotcha.
On top of Kaminsky, brother.
Who got you in, or what was also your first wrestling memory?
Man, my first wrestling memory
I know what that one was.
Sitting on my grandmother's lap watching Channel 9 and Worldwide.
Worldwide.
That was my
Worldwide.
First memory. I was one.
Worldwide, WCW Worldwide?
WCW Worldwide.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And I
on UPN.
Yeah.
No, what was it before UPN?
WWOR.
No,
it was WWOR.
WWOR.
Yeah. Yeah, before it was
back
UPN.
On
it was just Howard a local Stern. Station.
Yeah.
The Channel 9 show.
Yeah, Channel 9 show.
Yeah.
And I also remember going to my first house show in 91. It was Hogan, Sid, Flair, and a tag. I don't remember. I remember.
Piper, maybe?
No, Undertaker.
It was Taker, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was around that time. And
is that the one where Hogan went for the tag? And then Sid jumped
TV.
Off the apron?
It was a house show.
It was a Garden
house,
but they aired it on The Garden.
That might have been it. I don't know. This is also 26 years ago.
Yeah.
So
I was there. I was there for that show, too.
Oh, for that.
Yeah.
I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I'll go for him.
No, but the guy that truly got me like falling in love, I think, is The Undertaker. I think because The Undertaker for me, it's Hogan, obviously.
Yeah.
Hogan Warrior. I was a little kid, but the one that really got me interested in the mythos of the business might have been Taker, because a lot of my enduring memories in wrestling have to do with The Undertaker.
Oh, I mean, obviously. Taker. You know what? I probably Taker for me as well. Hogan was the, you know, the gateway drug.
Yeah.
He's the pot.
My first memory, and this is not the best memory because it kind of ruined wrestling from the start for me, was I guess they were building up to WrestleMania 2. And so,
okay, the one of the worst manias.
Yeah, but it was King Kong Bundy versus Hulk Hogan.
Ugh.
So I guess this was where Bundy had, it might have been the Saturday night's main event.
The Steel Cage one, right?
Yeah. But I guess it was he had broken Hogan's ribs or something, and Hogan was on a stretcher with an oxygen mask on his face, being wheeled out, and everyone's, you know, making a thing, oh my God. And my dad just pointing and laughing at the TV. Look at this bullshit. And I was like, oh, so from the start, I never thought it was real. I never had an inkling that, oh, this was a real thing. I never got that at all, but that's the first memory I have.
You know what my
of wrestling.
So there's been a couple memories for me, right? Like like that stand out still. Like you think about it, like 30 years later, 26 years later, for a memory like this to stand out, it had to have meant something. Like I can't remember what they did over the last 10 years. But I could remember I could remember like pivotal moments. One, when Flair showed up with the title.
With the title, yeah, I remember
and
that.
And my grandmother, my Armenian grandmother, loved Ric Flair. But his name wasn't Ric Flair. It was Rick Mickard. I don't know why. His name was Rick Mickard. And Ted DiBiase was not Ted DiBiase. He was referee. My grandmother would think he was a referee. So we call him Refer. And it was Rick Mickard and Refer. That's the only
Those
one.
Those were the two.
And then Hulk Hogan was Pulled Pogan. Which kind of makes sense. He looks like a pulled pork. See, he's the same color as like barbecue sauce. So.
He's the same color as a soubrette Frank. You get it, Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. Skin out hot dog. Hair of an Asian woman.
He does look delicious.
I know. So it was when Ric Flair showed up with the belt, and she loved him. Oh, my God. Had the hots for Rick. That's how I got into WCW. My grandmother loved WCW for Ric Flair. And he shows
like,
up.
Turn off this bald man.
Yeah.
Put on the Nature Boy.
Put on the Nature Boy. And I was watching primetime wrestling, and here comes Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy is like 100. I had no idea he was like 42.
Right.
He was in his 40s at that point. He wasn't that old. Here he shows up with this beautiful belt. Like, it made the WWF title look like a toy.
Because
it was so, I mean, this thing is gigantic. I got it here.
It was an infinitely better belt.
Infinitely better. So he shows up, and the moment that I was like, holy shit with wrestling. They do the funeral parlor segment, which I love Paul Bearer because he looked like one of my father's ridiculous friends. He was this Guyanese guy that my father was friends with, and his name was Ravo. Never kidding, but he looked just like Paul Bearer because his liver was failing from all the drinking.
He had the same skin tone and everything.
The jet black hair because he was dying it, and he was on like dialysis, the poor guy. But he looked just like Paul Bearer. And the Undertaker now comes out. They attack, you know, he attacked them from behind, and he rips the cross off his neck, and then it burned him, and he threw it. And I go, whoa.
Yeah.
freaking.
And the only way you knew it burned him was McMahon probably shouted, "It burns him!
Ah, the cross! The power of Jesus Christ!
It burns his hands!"
It is weird how a lot of Hulk Hogan angles started
with
the
cross, the burning hand. I mean, think about, like, what an ultimate bad thing to do. Who does that? What
who
kind
rips
of
a crucifix?
What kind of goddamn atheist?
Now you get a pop for that.
Yeah. Pulled the cross off, and I go, "Wow, this guy's he's dead. He's not like a real person." That was one moment. The 92 Rumble when Flair was dying, like he was in there from number three, and Heenan goes, "Get this man a respirator." Yeah. And I really thought he was dying. I really thought that poor old man was dying. Bob Backlund also showed up in that Rumble.
Yeah.
Was it that one or 93? 93.
Next year.
That was a very old man.
Bob Backlund.
No knee pads. Does not look good on an old man. By the way, he was 40 years old.
He's another one.
He was another one.
Who's not that.
Bob Backlund either looked 18 or 55 at any given
point. At any given point, yeah.
He's one of those guys.
I really thought Flair was in his 60s at that point. Like, I really thought Flair was like an old man. He was like an old grandpa that's coming back, and he was just like a grandpa.
God, you know, I never looked at him like that. I just knew him as Ric Flair.
You didn't ever see him as an old man?
I mean, yeah, when he was towards the end of his run.
The other moment, the first moment that I was like, yeah, wrestling is kind of stupid sometimes, was when Papa Shango put a voodoo curse on the Ultimate Warrior, and he started vomiting all over the place.
Yeah, there was a lot of that with the Ultimate Warrior.
They love to make him vomit.
The one that stands out in my mind the most was when The Undertaker locked the Ultimate Warrior in a casket.
Yes.
Yeah, and they had to
get
him out.
And everyone had to break him out. And then I forget who. Somebody had to give him mouth-to-mouth, actually, for the thing.
Oh, my God. Someone did.
Pat Patterson? No, it wasn't Pat Patterson.
I would have loved it
to be
Pat Patterson.
No. I remember that it couldn't have been him, because I would have remembered that now.
Bruno's watching it, doing some interview on the radio, saying, "Yeah, see, I always told you, Pat always tries to homo you in the butt."
Yeah, always.
Always does it.
I told him, "I'm just here to work, Pat. I'm just here to work."
I love the Bruno accent.
Oh, yeah. So weird when you live in America. His son had it. There's no reason his son should have had that, right?
Yeah. David, what's his son's name?
David Sammartino.
David Sammartino, yeah.
They
all talk like this. They all spoke like this.
They don't speak to each other.
They don't speak to each other?
Yeah. 1988, and Vincent Kennedy called me, and he told me to come back to do color commentary, and I did it for my son, David. Yeah. And he turns Jewish somehow. Yeah. My son David.
My son David.
Yeah. You'll be dead if it wasn't for my son David.
Yeah, you'll be dead if it wasn't for him. Bruno's one of my favorites. My grandfather loved Bruno.
I think one of the Hebners gave him CPR.
It was one of the Hebners, yeah. What was the rib on... it was Ahmed Johnson. They had Goldust give him mouth-to-mouth.
It gave him unnecessary CPR. It wasn't necessary at all. He shoved people to the side to give him CPR.
Why did he wear elbow pads on his thighs?
Nobody can explain that.
By the way, another let's do this.
Okay.
This is actually fun. I like this memory lane with you guys. Because you guys are so... I mean, you're real wrestling fans. So this is always good to do. Moments of embarrassment. Like, who did you like as a kid that now you're like, "I'm really embarrassed.
Why was I embarrassed?"
By the way, Rich is sick. I don't know if I said this.
Oh, yeah. He's
Rich
not
is
here.
Really
I'm not
sick
rich.
Today. This is not Rich.
I'm not rich.
Yeah.
It would be great if you just... I just
called you Rich?
Much like Axe and Smash.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just Rich now, and you just...
So you're Barry Darso and he's Randy Collins.
Yeah. I'm just... But you just keep calling me Rich.
Yeah.
Or Rich numero dos.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Crush?
Mr. Rich number two. Crush.
Mr. Rich number two.
Crush would be that I would be another person involved. This is completely writing Rich out because he's on painkillers or whatever and can't keep working.
Yeah, it's like the Tiger Mask gimmick.
Yeah, the Tiger Mask
gimmick. Yeah, we're at the 18th Rich of Mad Men.
Or Doink the Clown or whatever. You were saying,
Who are you embarrassed to like? Because I could tell you two right now. Oof. I loved Ahmed Johnson.
Okay.
Freaking loved him. And I loved Savio Vega.
Really? Wow.
Two dudes that I look back and I say, why? Why did I like Savio Vega?
I don't have
one
in
the Bronx.
I'm trying to think of one that I'm really like. They're not too bad.
There's a couple for men who have difficulty speaking the human, you know, the English language, the human language, which is English.
I'll say this: when I was a kid, I was a huge Brutus the Barber Beefcake fan.
Who wasn't?
But I mean, it was just more the color, the Clippers.
I'm trying to think who I liked a lot. I was a really big Eric Watts fan. Huge Eric Watts.
Why Eric Watts?
Loved him. Loved, again, no knee pads.
No knee pads?
Yeah.
God.
No knee pads.
I'm trying to think of all the people I liked when I was young. Do you have one, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you have?
Brutus the Barber is one of them. Another one, when I would play wrestle, I would always want to wrestle Alex Wright. For whatever reason. I don't know why.
What, with the toys as or the Alex? Video games?
No, like, if I would, like, pantomime wrestle by
oh,
myself.
Oh, you would be Alex Wright?
I was a lonely, only child.
But that makes sense that you'd want to be Alex Wright. That's
no,
a handsome...
No, I want to work
You
want to
work
Wright.
Alex Wright?
Oh, you want... So what would you have? Like, the Wrestle Buddies, and you had the Hogan one, and you would pretend it was
so
Alex Wright?
Who goes over? Does he put you over? Maybe that's why.
I would fake... This is how I became a booker, by the way. This is really interesting.
I'm booking shitty matches with Alex Wright?
I would fall asleep and then roll up when he tried to pin me. People have given me money to run wrestling shows, by the way.
That's right. Capital Wrestling,
yeah.
March 25th.
March 25th.
At Cathedral Hall.
Brilliant
can you please,
booking like that.
Can you please book that spot?
If you can work that finish into a match.
Work that finish.
Oh, I also had another
I want to see
one.
Rude Boy Riley pretend to sleep.
with the hand. And then the ref is like, I he's asleep. I don't know what to do.
I feel like Chikara did that spot already.
Yeah, Chikara must have. Anything we think
of. Have we
here.
Ever seen an ambient spot? Has anybody slipped an ambient?
Is it
to anybody?
That, would it be that different than the?
Hold
well,
on,
no,
hold
I
on.
Guess.
By the way,
I did an
ambient show once here. Oh, we all took Ambien on the air, and we
purpose?
All drank on purpose. Yeah, we all took Ambien and we drank, and we saw who's going to survive.
Wow, that's dangerous. That's more
that's
than a Z
dangerous.
Morning Zoo stunt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going really shock jock here.
You defeated the whole purpose of the Ambien by drinking. Yeah. You're like, and then we did the whole.
We went Bubba the Lost Sponge really quick.
Show,
yeah.
And then we drank and also shot heroin.
Yeah, we went Bubba the Lost Sponge.
Did you have a 10,000 grand prize winner?
Yes, it was the last man standing, yeah. Chauncey Hayden, I think, won that contest.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody I was really embarrassed. Not terribly so, because for the most part, I liked...
You like the good wrestlers.
I think so. I was a huge Ultimate Warrior kid growing up. Sting, yeah. I liked a lot. WCW, I liked... I liked Barry Windham a lot.
I want you guys to think about this. Hmm. Think about it, because I have one more spot to
okay,
do.
Okay, let me think.
I want you guys to think about who were you as a kid that you really liked, and now you're like, oh, crap, I mean... Like, I loved Marty over Sean. I made.
You're a Jannetty guy?
I was a Jannetty guy, and that was a bad investment. That was a stock. That
hey,
was a bad
Marty
investment.
Hey, Joey Janela Mania Weekend.
Yeah, Joey Janela. Yeah. Oh. Guys, let's talk about this. But before we do, let's talk about our sponsor, and that's Hover.com. Go to Hover.com/MattMen and get 10% off your first purchase of a domain. Guys, I know a lot of you have podcasts, you're thinking about starting a podcast, you're thinking about starting a website, and it gets really confusing when you buy a domain name. I've gone through this process 5,000 times where you buy the domain name, you go to one of these big domain name companies that do, you know, it's a one-stop shop, you're buying the domain, you're buying the this, the that, and you're thinking you're getting a deal, but at the end of the checkout, you're spending like $20-something on a domain name because there's all these hidden fees. For who is privacy, for if you want to transfer domain name, for email. Everything is hidden with a lot of these guys. You don't get that with Hover. It's plain and simple. You're buying the domain name or you're buying the email address. Who is privacy is already included, which I really, by the way, I highly recommend it because it keeps your information private. A lot of people don't even know this. You kind of want to keep this information private when you're buying a domain name because you don't want your address public to a bunch of lunatics on the internet. With Hover, it's already included. They also have over 400 domain extensions. You could do anything from a .com to a .net, the classics, or you could do a .yeah. .design, a .tech, a .pizza, a .ninja, a .horse.
Oh, wow.
I want to do a .horse.
CapitalWrestling.horse.
CapitalWrestling.horse. You got to buy that. Unbelievable, guys. They kayfabe your address, which is great with Hover.com. Once you find your domain name, use Hover Connect to set up your domain automatically to your website in just a few clicks. No more digging around articles on how to do it and what to do. Also, they have superior support. You call them up and someone is there to take your call. Hmm. I actually had to do something on their chat. I had to transfer a domain name to a friend of mine. I had bought their name, the domain name like for their name. So let's say like I actually owned JoeRogan.co for a while.
Oh, really?
I bought it as like a joke and I just gave it to him. So I had to transfer a domain name. This isn't Joe Rogan. I gave him the domain name, but this is to like another friend of mine in the business. And I had the domain name and I told him, I'm like, listen, I have this domain name. I want to give it to you. I don't want to constantly pay for this. I totally forgot I had bought it. Went in the chat. I said, hey, they have a Hover account. I want to send this to them. They said, oh, do you know them? I'm like, yeah, I know them. That's why I bought the domain. They go, okay, no problem. just put tell give them this code and tell them to call us. It was like 5592. They called, done, transferred
That's
automatically.
It.
That's it.
That's
easy
it.
Breezy.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable. Guys, go and buy your domain name. Hover.com/Mattman. Get 10% off your first purchase. I want to thank Hover for supporting the show. So
I have one.
Let's break the fourth wall a little bit here.
Okay.
You know why that Hover read was good?
What's that?
I've been doing it for 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I didn't even look at the copy. I was proud of myself there.
Good, man.
As people in radio, you guys would probably appreciate that,
we did.
That library.
Yeah, I do.
We did. Yeah. For a minute, we lost Casper mattresses on ours. We thought we Ooh. Lost them. They didn't like the...
Oh, I have them.
We
I
went too
Casper.
Hard. I think we went a little too dirty.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about all the things. Our show's about sex and relationship
yeah.
advice. So I think we went a little too heavy on what you could do with the mattress.
I actually have a Casper Reed today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're a great company. And
they're
back. And they're,
by the way,
they
I sleep
fan.
On a Casper mattress.
Oh, nice.
That's
See,
my
I'm
mattress.
Get one.
Yeah. You okay, who are you embarrassed by?
All right, it's a little bit embarrassing. Just it didn't more that it didn't pan out, but I was kind of a Paul Roma guy when
oh
I was
God.
Younger.
That's gonna make mine a little weird.
Paul Roma, because he had a great look. Paul Roma had a great look when he was with Power and Glory. Like
Power and Glory,
he
yeah.
looked like he was a great. He had a great physique, and then he was part of the Horsemen, and that just didn't work out. But he just,
oh
I just
God,
thought he
I
had such
Paul
a great
Roma
look. And an out, like, and that's all that it meant. But it just didn't pan out to anything. I don't know why I was so high on Paul Roma. But I just remember thinking, oh, this guy's part of the Horsemen now.
Yeah.
This is
going
to be big things for him. They don't just let anyone into
Ooh,
the
I'm
Horsemen.
I'm not even thinking of WCW. I probably have a long list. Alex Wright, you know what? I really liked Alex Wright.
Yeah, he was good. Also, pretty wonderful, underrated tag team.
Pretty wonderful, yeah. With
yeah,
oh,
WCW
with
in the
Paul
mid-
Arndorf.
Yeah, yeah, managed by the Assassin.
Is that
was badass.
But did Paul have the arm issue at that point?
Yeah,
he did.
He had the gimpy arm
Yeah,
issue.
That was
yeah.
terrible.
That sucked.
Yeah, especially when he cut his hair, too. It got even worse.
Mine actually kind of coincides with yours. Hercules.
Oh, you were a big Hercules guy.
WrestleMania 9 is my favorite WrestleMania. It was one of the first
really?
Ones I ever saw on tape. Like, I had a VHS copy of
Most people consider
feed.
That to be one of the worst WrestleMania.
Five?
WrestleMania, no.
No, I thought you said 9.
No,
no.
Five.
I thought you
five,
said 9,
five,
too.
Five.
Oh, 5. Yeah, that's much
five
different.
5 was
yeah.
Hogan Savage, right?
Hogan yes. Savage, yeah.
5 is my favorite WrestleMania, and the opening match on that card was King Haku versus Hercules.
The opening segment of that pay-per-view is great. It's Rock when Vince Robin. Was doing... It's when Vince was doing... Yeah, Rock and Robin did the national anthem, and it sucked.
Ugh.
Rock and Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake the Snake's sister.
Jake the Snake's sister, yeah.
That's how they got the WWF Women's Champion on the show.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So right before that, though, Vince used to still do those weird openings.
Yeah.
And it was like, when the stars align, cataclysms happen, volcanoes erupt. And he's using all these weird words, and then he goes, it's WrestleMania!
And just stops.
Just stops.
Halfway
the through.
Mega powers.
The mega
With
powers.
That weird
yeah,
little
that's the one.
Sex saxophone in the background. Do,
do, do, do, do. Yeah.
It was like.
And then the lightning, the thunder yeah, and the lightning.
If,
yeah.
If you have time after you watch this podcast and buy tickets to Capital Wrestling
Capital
next
Wrestling.
Saturday night, capitallive.eventbrite.com, look up the intro to WrestleMania 5 because it is worth your time. Any of those old pay per views before, like. I would say 93.
Was 9 the last one they did it for? Because
yes.
6 they did it, 7 they did it, maybe 8 they didn't.
I think they just went into the show hot. I think they started with a Reba McEntire.
I miss the old Mania theme.
Yeah.
Oh, that
Linda McMahon
that
theme.
Linda
no,
McMahon
no, 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 no. The one prior to that.
Ah.
I don't remember what that one was.
The Linda McMahon one sucked. Let's see. Actually,
that was the WrestleMania 9 theme. I remember.
Yeah. Da,
and then
da,
it became
da,
Linda's.
Da,
oh, no, it was the one for whatever the one that Bam Bam fought Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, that was WrestleMania. Was that 11? Yeah,
that
one sucked. Let me see here. WrestleMania yeah. theme.
Well, you, is well, Hartford the most unfortunate Mania venue?
Hartford?
It's just the most disappointing.
Yeah.
Hartford is a city, and no offense to anyone in Hartford. It's just there.
It's like
I've been there.
It was New York, Hartford, Anaheim, Chicago, Boston. Like, that was like a weird.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
no, Atlantic that, City. That Atlantic out. City.
Well.
But Atlantic
City. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Yes!
This one.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
The Mega. This was Hogan and Slaughter. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Career on the line.
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Perfect. You know what else I remember? I ordered, big mistake, I got in so much trouble when I was a kid. Remember when Hulk Hogan had that pay-per-view special
oh.
on his life and his parents were interviewed and they spoke about the star on his hand? There was like,
I never saw that.
Okay, so I swear to God, in this thing, I ordered this without my parents knowing. It was on like a Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. I begged them. They're like, no. And I figured out with Time Warner Cable how to order a pay-per-view.
So you just did it on your own?
And I did it on my own. I pressed the button. And it was like an old Time Warner Cable pay-per-view music. Do you remember that old video where you would zoom into someone's apartment and then it was like the TV and it would like actually show you how to order it?
I never got to that part of it.
I ordered it. And they did this weird thing. It has to be online. And his parents are talking about, like, he was always a special kid. And he had this star on his hand. And it's literally a photo of his hand with a star drone in the hand. Like, it's like with a pencil. They, like, tried to say, like, he had this, like, star in his hand. He was going to be the star.
It's a weird one.
And the promo that sold this for me, I had never seen the Slaughter Hogan match because that's 1990. I started watching, like, 91. I never, that was 91?
91.
91.
That was 91, okay. So I started, April, and then I got into in the summer. But I had seen, like, wrestling, like, 88, 89, like my dad used to watch. And the promo that sold it is Hogan holding the American flag covered in blood.
Oh,
you know
which one I'm talking about?
And they played that thing over and over and over again.
Oh, to buy it as a commercial?
But they always use that as like a video packet, but they never showed who he wrestled.
Oh, no?
They never showed that it was Slaughter that he beat, and he's holding the flag. I go, oh, my God. Like,
because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It doesn't.
He just beat up a war veteran.
He just beat up a war veteran, yeah. And I bought this pair. I got in so much trouble. And I thought it was like a real show. It was just like old, like not even matches. It was like clips. And Hogan sitting in Florida talking about how awesome his life is. That's all it was. He didn't like. It wasn't like this is before he didn't
the
go into like yeah brother.
I went
down and I trained with Hiro Matsuda, and he broke my
leg.
Oh, he
didn't tell any of the actual interesting real stories.
No, it was like I was a big kid and I became a wrestler. Like that's all it was. He was like six. He's like Hulk Hogan was 6'9" when he was 10. You know.
When I was a kid, I wanted a subscription to WWE Magazine.
Yeah.
So I just filled out the thing and sent it in. And then a magazine arrived 8 weeks later. And then I just saw it on my dad's desk. And I was like, uh-oh.
Did he say, what did you do?
Yeah,
did
no,
you put
of course.
It because your dad's name is Harry as well.
Yeah.
So you
I just filled it out. You didn't have to. I don't know why, but I didn't have any. I guess they billed you in hindsight.
Yeah,
it was
you
back
after
then.
After the fact.
So a magazine showed up 8 weeks later. I just grabbed one of the subscription things.
Can you imagine
the,
you had to sit 8 weeks
Rite
to get a freaking magazine? 8 weeks.
I would go to the Rite Aid in Jersey City the first Tuesday of every month. That's when the new magazines would come out.
I'd
go see the WCW.
I stole a TV guide with Hulk Hogan on the cover and from Pathmark. And nobody knew. And I felt so guilty. I was crying to my mother like 2 days later that I stole it. I felt so bad. Yeah.
I remember talking about magazine buying experiences. There was this Polish deli in Park Slope called White Eagle. It's not there anymore. And they had WOW magazine, WOW magazine.
WOW magazine.
And I was like, oh my God, this is like a revelation. Like like glossy covers.
What year was that?
99?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was 99.
Because I forgot, you're a little younger than me. Yeah. So my first experience with a wrestling magazine was Pro Wrestling Illustrated in West Virginia.
Okay.
We took a trip to West Virginia. My parents decided that we're going to go to West Virginia because we had a relative that had moved to West Virginia. No idea why this Armenian guy decided that West Virginia is where he wants to.
Did you find out later what it was?
Yeah.
On the run from the law?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Big Mountaineers fan.
Huge. So we go to West Virginia and we pulled into like some gas station. And they had the Road Warriors covered in blood on the cover.
Yeah.
And this is like when they had just come to the WWE. So it was probably 1990. But this was nothing like the Road Warriors. Like this was with like the black spikes and like the crazy like outfit.
Oh, so they were showing classic pictures.
It was
like NWA.
Yeah. It was all NWA guys. But this was like around the same time.
Again, more guys whose original outfit was
the Freddie Mercury biker hat. Yeah.
Yeah. His Road Warrior Animals debut in Georgia television is uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
It's like the biker. He's dressed like a member of the Village People.
Yeah.
Like it is uncomfortable. And PWI, like those magazines, I was a magazine collector by that point when I saw WOW magazine.
Yeah.
That's why I was so shocked.
I have all mine still in the attic. I just found it because I just moved my brother up there.
I hate the fact that I had a closet. Like a hall closet full of PWIs. from the 80s.
Yeah, that's
because
awesome.
A friend of my mother's collected records.
You still have those?
And it was kayfabe, right? The whole magazine was kayfabe.
No, this is the heartbreaking part.
Oh, okay.
I had a closet full of wrestling magazines, but we were renovating my apartment.
And you went to Vietnam, and when you came back, your mother threw out all your stuff.
Yeah. I came back, I had one leg, and
your
no
motorcycle
magazines.
Was sold, and your comic, your Superman issue, you know, Detective Comics issue one was gone.
Yeah. It was a depressing day when I had to throw out all my magazines.
Yeah, I still have all of mine upstairs.
Oh, I hate
I just found, and my Nintendo Power magazines and that. But the first time I was like, why are they covered in blood? Who are these guys? Flair is like in a little box over there. Yeah. Dusty's forehead. He's holding a pen in his forehead. Like he's just covered in blood head to toe. And I go, oh my God. I begged my parents to buy it. We bought it, and I was so disappointed. The whole thing is black and white.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
That's how they worked you.
Yeah, that's how they worked
you. I remember my cousin. I'd only seen WWF, and my cousin, who was like 5 years older than me.
By the way, someone found the documentary, the Hulk Hogan, A Real American. That's what it was.
You got to watch this.
Yeah, someone found it.
Hulk Hogan, A Real American.
WWE put it up on their thing.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah.
When was that? Before 2 years ago, I would gather?
They put it up 2012.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
By the way, is he coming back in Mania?
I don't know. I think enough times elapsed.
Maybe.
Oh, he's the moment,
it's
man.
It's gonna happen. I just.
Do you even address it? What, or like you just go forward?
What's he do? Come out and like give a high five to Titus O'Neil?
I think he just hangs out with the New Day.
The New Day, yeah. You know what?
I love this ice cream, brother.
You're absolutely right.
He
comes out, the New Day comes out, opens it up, and he goes, "We got a special guest here for you." And then you hear the music, and he does bullshit. And he's giving high fives to them.
In a good humor man outfit, by the way.
Yeah, in a good humor man outfit.
Well, I think the best thing is that the New Day's hosting it, so it's not awkward. There's a reason that they
You're
have to
the
be there.
You're putting the black dudes with the guy that dropped the
end bomb. Instead of like, I'm with my brother's New Day, dude. For no reason whatsoever, dude.
I'm telling you, that's going to be that's Vince's philosophy.
He comes out wearing a dashiki if he goes over the top.
I wanted to go like Don Imus apologist.
But then...
yeah.
The problem is he rips the dashiki, but then that gets bad press.
Yeah.
He's like, he thinks it's going to be like, oh, no, dude, I didn't mean it that way, dude.
Brother, my name is now Kareem Abdul Nassef of Shafir Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan. Dude.
Brother.
I want him to go really, really extreme with this.
He
comes out with Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
I called my brother up, Al Sharpton, brother, and I said, I'm not going to use that N-word anymore, brother.
Dude.
You know what was the best part of that? We could start wrapping up, and I want to talk more about Capital. The best part of the apology, okay? Listen, I don't think he should have been punished because, listen, he was being recorded without him knowing.
Right.
Right? Like, there's a lot of, like, fugaziness happening there. Fugazi is Italian for Fugazi. Love.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no, fugazi. I forgot we're a national audience.
Yeah.
He's a little fugazi. There was a lot of stuff happening, and you know, like I don't use that word in my vocabulary, and I don't think most people do, but maybe most people do, but the apology was that he grew up in the South and he grew up in wrestling. Like he was young when he went into wrestling, and you use that all the time. Like you would call people the N word all the time. Like that's what people will call him. Like, and he's acting as if he grew up in South Central.
Yeah.
Like
he's in Florida.
He grew up in Tampa and he didn't hang out in trailer parks. He's like, yeah, brother, when trailers, you know, I grew up in essentially what he said was he grew up poor and in the poor neighborhoods, people spoke like that with each other. And it was totally common amongst, you know, people in the community, blacks, Hispanics, whites, to use that word with each other. He didn't grow up in the 1980s. In an urban neighborhood.
No.
You know, like, also, I got a lot of friends. They all use that. We grew up listening to hip-hop. It's a little different for us.
Right.
Also, he's not dropping it with the A.
Right,
yeah,
right.
He's doing the context. He's saying that instead of my.
Brookie's
also,
dating an N-word.
I don't want her dating or being with.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different.
Yeah. It's a little
than
a
quoting
lot
a Biggie
like the
Smalls.
Donald Sterling tape, too.
Oh,
you can hang out with them. You can be within proximity, but you can't sleep with them.
Yeah. You know who did grow up in South Central?
Who's that?
Vader.
Yes.
Oh, that's
He grew up
funny.
In Compton.
He grew up in Compton.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why
and he played, didn't he play for the Raiders also?
He played for the Rams.
And the Rams. He played
yeah.
for the Rams. He was the baby bull.
Yeah.
I know he's from Colorado.
He moved to Colorado.
Oh, okay.
He went to.
What is this?
Why
this?
Why the V?
He had ants in his pants.
Why like around? The crab walk?
I once saw Rich Swann do that in the ECW Arena parking lot.
Oh my God.
It was a Chikara weekend. I think it was King of Trios 4 or 5 years ago.
And just doing it randomly?
And he just the entire weekend he thought he was Vader. I also got drunk with the Great Sasuke that weekend. It was a weird weekend.
That's actually
Great
awesome.
Sasuke.
Great Sasuke. Capital Wrestling?
Yes.
Yes.
You are the color commentator? Who are you calling it with?
We've got a litany
we've got a couple
of people
yeah.
on hand. We've got we've got MLJ.
Emil's a very
CCW.
Good commentator. Emil's a good dude.
We've got Harry Turjanian, obviously, working with us. We also have myself, Matthew Ryan Shapiro, will be on the call for a match or two. And
excellent.
We'll also have
Stephen James.
Yes.
Who I've worked with many times.
What am I doing on that show?
Well, you are our official internet coordinator
nice.
Commentator. So live from Cathedral Hall, we'll have hits with Andrew Zarian. Also, Andrew will be doing interviews. He'll be one of our Sean Mooneys, our roving reporters.
Shut up, Mooney!
Yeah.
Best line ever. Mr. Perfect. Shut up, Mooney. Yeah, also, we're going to be doing some stuff in the back with the production value.
Yeah.
Some interviews and
Capital
things.
Capital Wrestling's home is on this network, the GFP
network. Oh, yeah. I have yet to announce that, actually. Starting April 8th,
yes,
we will be airing Capital Wrestling on Saturdays at 6:05 Eastern.
Nice.
6:05 p.m. Eastern on GFQ. We're going to be airing episodes of Capital Wrestling.
Yeah.
Not live. It's not live.
No, it can't.
It's taped.
No, it's taped.
Yeah,
old
so we're going to be doing that.
WCW old school. Saturday night
old school,
style.
Yeah, Saturday nights. Yeah, old school WCW.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. It'll be fun. It's a really great. Like you were talking about the quality of the wrestling. It isn't like Independence used to be where it's just kind of some half-assed
so
stuff.
Different.
Some people
no,
are
it's,
like
it's so different now.
Really going out there and busting their ass.
Yeah,
we only have four fake doinks.
Yeah.
Is Brawler booked on your show?
No. No, he is not.
You're not booking the Brawler?
No.
To bury some guy.
To bury somebody?
Yeah. Brooklyn Brawler and
you don't
want to
pay
Riley?
Matt, you don't want to pay the Brawler four figures to come out there?
No.
And
because his agent mutual experience with his agent.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You guys are doing some story I don't know about. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. It was a fun event, actually.
But,
independent wrestling, if you look at the cards, man, independent wrestling is not this backwoods thing that it possibly was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
These are, I mean, primetime athletes now wrestling for you guys, and they're doing unbelievable, great matches, great quality. I called for NLW. Every match was great.
Yeah.
Solid matches. Everything, one after another. You didn't get a stupid, a legend spot. I mean, it's fine to do the legend, but, make it work. Make it something. Don't just book, Nikolai on a show and pay him, $500 to just go in the ring and hit you with an elbow and leave. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't work like that anymore.
Book Nikolai for the anthem.
Book him for the anthem. Yeah, that's why you got to book Nikolai.
Capital Wrestling, if you are a fan, and we were talking a lot about old school wrestling, our experiences growing up, if you still have that nostalgia for the way wrestling was when you're growing up, but you want to see modern characters and you want to see modern stories and you want to see modern athletes, that's what Capital Wrestling is about. We're looking to bring you TV-style wrestling for the modern fan. That's why we have people like the Fella Twins, who are drag queens. We have the New York Wrecking Crew, which remind me a lot of Ole and Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
You have Rude Boy Riley, who is a quantifiable star anywhere he goes. You got Jeff Cannonball, who is in the Vice documentary about...
Is Sonny Kiss booked on the show?
Oddly enough, I'll announce it right now. Oh. Sonny Kiss, Jersey City native, will be on the show. He will be in action.
I'm a huge fan of Sonny Kiss.
Sonny Kiss is great, right?
Oh, yeah. I put him over so big when I was doing the college. First time I ever saw Sonny Kiss wrestle.
It's a very unique... watching Sonny wrestle, it's a very unique experience.
Very.
It really is very different than anything that's happening, even in the WWE.
Barry Windham-esque potential with his athleticism.
For Sonny.
Probably one of the, if not the best athlete in pro wrestling.
Very good. Very good. Very athletic. Great.
We also have from Ring of Honor, Brutal Bob Evans and Tim Hughes, the professional wrestlers.
The professional wrestlers.
That's what they go by.
Yeah.
They're all about business.
Our main event is a three-way dance. So when you think about the great three-way dances in history, when you think of Terry Funk, Sabu, and Shane Douglas, you think of Masato Tanaka, Mike Awesome, and Taz. You think about those great three-way dances, or even the triangle match from Starrcade 95, one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, great match.
Or the main event from ECW Barely Legal 97. They are defining moments in every company. And
my buddy was in that match.
Yeah.
Stevie,
Terry, and Sandman. And there's an article about it on our Medium. If you search Capital Wrestling on Medium, I wrote a piece about that.
Excellent.
And who are our three who is going to be in the main event?
The Human Rocket, Leon St. Giovanni, who was in the top prospect tournament for Ring of Honor last year. We also have the champion of the 1%, a man who lives inside a gated community, Logan Easton LaRoe, and the Pain Train, Preston Quinn, who was just on Ring of Honor television this past weekend. All three will be in action.
Great wrestlers, all of them.
That's going to be a great main event.
Yeah.
That's going to be a defining match. Rude Boy Riley taking on the intergender world champion of the known universe.
One of my favorites, Mike Law.
In non-title action, Mike Law has requested that it be a non-title match, and since Capital Wrestling is not the governing body of the title,
we have to abide by that.
Colossal Mike Law, gigantic, huge.
Yeah. Huge. I've never seen a monster like
him
that.
In person. I mean, just, yeah. You know.
I mean, what is he, like 7'8"?
I've heard he's 45 and a half feet tall.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, this guy.
Huge. I mean, I think he keeps growing. So that's why
every day.
Every time the announcer announces that, yeah, he gets upset and grabs the...
Yeah, he gets bigger and bigger.
For a tall guy, he does have trouble getting over the top rope, yeah, which I don't understand, but...
Maybe
but,
it's his knees.
Inertia.
But yeah. Definitely one of my favorites. Yeah, it's a great lineup of wrestlers. It's going to be a fun show. And I think it's got something for everybody. You know, it's going to be... Like, it's a great wrestling action, but there's stuff for the family as well.
Yes.
Family friendly. Yeah. Kind of too.
We have family friendly prices.
Boring.
No,
not
it's
boring.
Not going to be boring
me.
At all.
It's not going to be family boring.
It's not going to be family boring. Just friendly.
Friendly.
Like, hello. Come on in.
Yeah. And at intermission, the Kings of the Ring will be playing and I've seen the set list, some of your favorite wrestling theme songs.
Excellent. That's a full show, man.
This is, yeah. It's And full there's show. Some more stuff that we haven't talked Excellent. About. A couple surprises here and there that we got to. Keep on our head. I'm excited to be part of it and calling
What time do I have to show up?
For you, you got to show up at like 4. Everybody else has got to show up at... Sorry, brother. Call time.
Part of being in the business,
well,
dude.
Well, I got to... You know what? I have to get out of the house anyway because my wife is having an event at the house.
Oh, what is she having? The baby shower thing?
No, not for... For no. someone else. Not for her.
For the wrestler who you don't mention?
Yeah, the wrestler I'm not mentioning. It's for the Sandman? Like, we're just having a party at the house with the Sandman?
It's weird. It's a baby shower for the Sandman.
Yeah. He's pregnant.
His parents never had one for him, so they might as well do it now. Yeah.
And then when he gets here, he's just so moved that somebody would throw that. There's just a single,
tear, a single tear
that runs down the Sandman's face.
You know how they build, like, the actual shower thing, like the set? It's just bamboo. The whole thing is just that's leftover bamboo pieces from like Heatwave 99.
Oh, by the way, the first time I ever saw a triple threat match, it was Starrcade 95 I was like, you could do that? Like, it blew my mind that you could just, three people could wrestle at once.
At once, yeah.
And then when I found out that three people could have sex at once, which only happened after that, man, my mind was blown.
Guys,
oddly enough, both involving Ric Flair.
Yeah. Both times Ric Flair was involved, yeah.
Guys, go to our website, gfknetwork.com. Subscribe to the podcast, Capital Wrestling. Follow them on Facebook, on Twitter, everywhere, social media. Also, YouTube page for Capital Wrestling. Harry Tarjanian.
Yes, sir.
Where can people find you?
You can find all my stuff. My website is ihatecomedy.com, but all my social media is at Harry Tarjanian. I do the Beige Phillip Show once a week. You can get that on iTunes. The other podcast I do, that's the Sex Relationship Advice.
Yes.
The other podcast.
Now, by the way, that's a humongous show. Yeah. Just crazy, crazy numbers on that show.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of it. It's a fun show, but it's informational as well. Like, is that a word? Informational?
It's fun.
Informative. Informative.
Informational.
It's informational also.
We use smarter words than that.
That's Preston Quinn's new gimmick.
The informational Preston Quinn.
If you watch his promo... It's on the Capital Wrestling Facebook and YouTube channels. Just look up Preston Quinn, 2 squirts of piss.
Oh, my God. Wow. Is that a promo?
He drives up in a muscle car, gets out of the car in a dress suit and slacks, and cuts a money promo.
That's excellent.
It is worth a watch, and you can get tickets at capitallive.eventbrite.com, or if you like Groupon, go to tinyurl.com/capitalgroupon, and that's capital
excellent.
With an O.
Yeah. Sounds great. Guys, that's it for this week. See you all later. Bye-bye.